Nice, you're warm. Nope. I'm not gonna let go of you. No, you have way too much body heat for me to leave. No, don't leave. Don't leave. Come on. I want to snuggle. Nope. No way. Doesn't matter how much you struggle or wiggle as much as you want, I'm not gonna let go of you. Yeah, who's the stronger one again? No, it's not even worth trying. Oh, shush, shush, shush. Just stop complaining. We're gonna cuddle up this morning and you'll like it. It's way too cold to be getting up anyway. Huh? Yeah, I tried making myself breakfast, but I got too cold, so I came back. Maybe it'll warm up later today, but for now, no. I'm content just lying here with you. Oh, why are you still whining? I know you love it too. Fine, here. I'll wrap my tail around you so you can hold on to it. I know you're a sucker for how fluffy it is. Oh, yeah, I know. I know you can't resist the fluffy kitty tail. It's just so soft and warm. You just want to bury your face in it, don't you? Yeah, I know. Ooh, but you know, I've been brushing it more often just for you. Just because I know just how much you love the feel of my fur against your cheeks. Oh, and honestly, you need to follow suit too. I keep finding knots in your fur, mats on your ears and arms. Like, come on, I mean, just do I have to clean you myself? Yeah, no, I'm not gonna let you just keep being like this. It's simply not acceptable. I think I have to. No? Are you sure? How about just a few little licks? Oh, just hush. Stop your growling. I'm almost done. Ah, there we go. Fix your ears up a little bit at least. Oh, but honestly, what happened to that well-kept Neko that you were when we first met? Did you just give up now that I'm your girlfriend? No, I'm thinking yes. And I don't really believe that it's not that. Like, you were so hot when we first started dating. Your fur was so soft and shiny. And your tail was so fluffy. And now I don't know, you just... To be honest, you kind of look run down and beaten to hell. No, sweet, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it... Okay, I guess I did mean it like that, but I'm worried for you. I feel like there's a reason you haven't been taking care of yourself. We haven't been going out as much as we used to either. I mean, I know school started to ramp up for you, but wait, is that it? Has school been just getting you down? Oh, hon. Why didn't you just tell me? I know your ADHD makes it difficult for you to organize, so if you told me, I could have helped you. Oh, sweetheart, no. It doesn't make you weak to ask for help. No, stop it. No, it doesn't make you weak. Oh, honey, you're being argumentative again. Yes, you are. You know, by doing this, you're only proving my point even more. Come on. Flip yourself over and face me. Please? There you go. Now just nuzzle yourself into me. Oh, shh. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm here for you. You know that, right? Of course. Through thick and thin, I will always be here for you. Whatever that means for us, I want to be there to support you. Oh, baby, you can't keep attacking yourself for things that aren't your fault. No, you just have a little more trouble with certain things than other people do. No, that does not make you messed up in the head. It's just, oh God, hon, you are so harsh on yourself. You just constantly rip and tear into yourself with no mercy. Oh, sweetie, it really breaks my heart to hear it. You deserve kindness and respect, even from yourself. Oh, you absolutely are disrespecting yourself when you do that. You're treating yourself with such disdain that it's like you don't even see yourself as a person. You're just treating yourself like trash. Oh, you know what? No, you need to stop talking right now. Every single thing you said is just an attack on yourself. You need some warmth and positivity. Well, you're literally a warm person, and you're so comfy to snuggle up with, especially since you're so affectionate, but... aw, I'm soft? Oh, that's sweet of you to say. Anyway, don't distract me. Now, I'm trying to build you back up, you know. Yeah, because, well, there's a lot of things I like about you. Yeah, of course. I mean, yes, even your ADHD, okay? I mean, I love when you get really excited about new things that you're working on. You have so many new ideas and you experiment with so many interesting things that whatever activity you get hooked on, you're always just so giddy. It's honestly adorable. And that is just part of your ADHD. And I know that, but there's a little bit of light in it, you know? A little ray of positivity in the darkness. But, I mean, that's just a part of you. I mean, there's so many things to like about you. Like, also, whenever I have a sour day or I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and you have this way of just making me feel so much better. I just wish you could just turn that on yourself so you could have some too. Oh, you are valuable. You are worth every kind word, every hug, every kiss, every ear scratchy, just everything. Oh, sweetie, you deserve the world because it's what you give back. You always give it your all, no matter how difficult the challenge you're facing is. It's, oh, sweetie, it's admirable. You know, I'm always willing to share my love with you, but I don't want this to just be a constant thing with us. I don't want to keep having to lift you up all by myself. So could you promise me that you'll work on loving yourself? Promise me. Thank you. I know it'll take a lot of work, but I know you can do it. Yeah, of course. All right, well, I think I'm hungry enough to actually go make myself some breakfast, even if it is really cold. Huh? Oh, now you don't want me to. Why is that? Could it be someone is feeling extra affectionate right now? Oh, I see. No, it couldn't be you, now could it? Hey, how about this? If you ask really nicely, I'll stay and give you some scritchies. Okay, but only because you asked so politely.